Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to work on subtraction, taking away. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper in pencil, and I will too. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color for a little while. If you look at the top of your picture, the top of your paper, you're going to see a picture, and we're going to be looking and counting some things. So I want you to look at the windows. Let's touch and count the windows with our finger. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 6 windows in all. Let's color the outsides of the windows brown. The outsides of the window, like the trim, the wood part, you know what I mean? And we'll leave the inside alone. So we have 6 windows in all. In order to subtract, you have to get the number in all, the whole amount. You got to find that out before you take anything away. So in order to take away some windows here, we've got to know that we started with 6. We began with 6. Six is going to be our whole number, the amount that we start with. You can't take away anything before you figure out what the big number is going to be. So subtraction, when you subtract, you start with a big number, and then when you take some numbers away, you will end up with a smaller number. Unless you take 0 away. Then you'll end up with the same number, right? Because you didn't take anything away. So we're coloring the outside of the windows brown. The wooden trim is brown. I'm almost done with my last window, so I'm going to give you all about 3 seconds to finish up your windows. 3, 2, remember you can always finish at the end. 1, please put down your brown crayon. And then let's color the curtains. Do you see the curtains in the little windows? Let's color the curtains purple. Any kind of purple crayon will work. So the big windows have a bush that we can see, and we're not going to do anything with that right now. We're going to color the curtains purple. This is the listen part of Listen and Learn. You got to follow directions and listen to the colors that I'm telling you. So we're coloring purple curtains. I just finished my last one, so take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1, and then let's color the bushes in the big windows green. We can see out the window at a green bush in the big windows. And then we're going to do some taking away. We're going to do some subtraction. I just finished my next bush, so ready? Put your crayons down in 3, 2, 1. Okay, we have 6 windows in all. I want you to find your black crayon or a dark colored crayon, and I want you to cross out. Put an X through the 4 little windows. 1, X out. 2, 3, 4. So we had 6 windows and we took away 4. We crossed out 4. How many windows are left? 2. In order to make that an equation, the number sentence would be the equation. Will you echo me? 6, take away 4. Your turn. Equals 2. Your turn. Yep, 6 takeaway 4 equals 2 is our equation. Okay, let's do something different. Do you see the bookshelf? Oh my gosh, you guys, this is like a library or a reading corner. It's my favorite place to be most of the time. There's a bookshelf with some books on it. Let's count the books on the bookshelf. Touch and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 books on the bookshelf. I want us to color the books on the top shelf, the top shelf. Let's color those 2 books orange. Take your orange crayon, any color orange works. We're on the top shelf and we're coloring them orange. Okay. 2 seconds, 2, 1. Do you see the books on the middle shelf? The middle shelf. Let's color those yellow. Oh, look, this one has a bunny rabbit. All right, we've got 3 on the middle shelf. I'm done with my 3 books. Take 2 seconds, 2, 1, and then let's color the books on the bottom shelf blue. I'm going to use my blue-green crayon. Color the books on the bottom shelf blue. This is the listen part. Are you listening? I am finished with my blue books. Take 2 seconds, 2, 1. Okay, let's count the books on the shelf again. Touch them with your finger and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8. 8 books on the shelf. 8 is our big number. It's the whole amount. Find your black crayon. Let's cross out 4. You can cross out any 4 books you want. Put an X through 4 books. 1, 2, 3, 4. So our equation would be 8 to start with minus 4 equals, what's our answer? How many books are left? 1, 2, 3, 4. So the equation is 8 take away 4 equals 4. That's our equation, our number sentence. Okay, there are also some books on the floor. I sure hope these kids are going to pick them up and put them back where they belong when they leave. Now, the kids are reading books. Let's not look at those books. I'm looking at the books on the floor that no one is reading. Let's touch and count those. Ready? 1, 2. Here's a stack. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 3 in a stack of books. Don't forget to count those. Let's count those again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 books on the floor that we hope someone's going to pick up and take care of. Let's color the books that are in the stack. The 3 stack of books, let's color those red. Any kind of red crayon will work. I'm not picky. I'm using like my red violet, and that's just fine. That's just hunky dory. So we've got 3 in a stack, and we're coloring them red. I'm just about finished, so take 2 seconds, 2, 1, and then let's color the other books on the floor that no one is reading. Let's color those. Let's do, what have we not done? Let's do those pink. Do you have a pink crayon? Let's do those in pink. All right. Here we go. If you don't have a pink, you could do a red color if you wanted some kind of a pinky purpley color. So we've got some books on the floor. I've already forgotten how many and all. I'm going to need to count it again. Because when we get coloring, and this is a bigger amount, I start to lose track. All right, I'm finished with my pink books, so I'll give you 2 seconds, 2, 1. All right, let's count those books again. Let's get our whole number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, 7 in all. Find your black crayon. I want you to cross out 4 books on the floor. Not that the kids are reading, the ones by themselves. Pick 4. Put an X. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so 7 books. Take away 4 equals how many left? 1, 2, 3. The equation would be 7 take away 4 equals 3. That's our number sentence. We started with 7, and when you subtract and take away, you end up with a smaller number, unless you don't take anything away, right? Right. Okay. Let's count the kids. How many kids are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are they all reading a book? Yes, let's count the books. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, let's color their books green. Color the books that the kids are reading green. Some of them are listening to books. They've got books with headphones, so they're listening to books. I love to listen to books, and I love to read books, and I just love books. So 5 books for the kids. Each one is reading 1 book. So 5 is going to be our whole number. We're going to start with 5. That will be our first number, because when you subtract, you got to start with the biggest number. 5 books that the kids are reading. Okay, what's another way to say equation? It's a fancy word. What's another way to say it? What does equation mean? It means the number sentence. The number sentence. Okay, I just finished up the last book that this kid is reading. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. How many books in all that the kids are reading? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't want you to take away any. Don't take away any. Don't cross out any. So the equation would be 5 take away 0. We're not going to take any of their books away, because that would not be nice. 5 take away 0 equals 5. If we didn't take any away, we still have 5. Awesome. All right, here we go. I want you to look at the box with the counters in it, with the circles in it. It's the boxes with the circles. Let's color those counters blue. Color and count them with me. Ready? Got your blue crayon? Here we go. 1. We're just coloring the circles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 counters in all. Put your blue crayon down. Find your black crayon or a dark crayon. I want you to cross out 4 counters. Put an X through 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. What would our equation be? What did we start with? 7. We took away 4. So 7 minus 4 equals how many are left? 3. Let's write 3 on the line. 3 are left. Scoot over to where the hands are holding some fingers up. Let's count those fingers that are being held up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let's cross off 4 fingers. Ready? Put an X through 4 fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4. 9 fingers take away 4 equals how many are left? 5. The equation would be 9 take away 4 equals 5. We started with a big number, 9, and then we took 4 away, and now we have a smaller number. 4 is the 5. I'm so sorry. We took away 4. 5 is the answer. Hop down to the number line. That's the line with all the numbers on it. And do you see where I put a circle around the 6? Will you trace my circle? So we're going to do 6 take away 4. That means we're going to hop backwards. When you take away, you hop backwards on the number line because the numbers get smaller. So we're going to start on the 6 and we're going to take away 4. So we're going to hop 4 times. Let's trace my arrows and hop. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. What'd you end up on? What is 6 take away 4? 2. Put a box around the 2. Put a square around the 2. 6, take away 4 equals 2. We started on 6. That's our big number. And we took away 4, so we hopped 4 times, and we landed on 2. So the equation is 6, take away 4 equals 2. Let's go down to the word. It starts with an E. That says equation. Trace that word for me, equation. That is a fancy way to say number sentence. And we have a number sentence below the word equation. Let's read our number sentence. Let's read our equation. Ready? 5 minus or take away 4 equals 1. Trace that 1. And now we have another number sentence. Let's read it. It says 6 take away 4 equals, and we don't know. So it says 6 is our big number. That's because there should be 6 flowers. Let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, that's the whole amount. And we're going to cross out, what does it say? Take away how many? 4. So let's cross out 4. 1, cross out 4 flowers, put an X through them. 2, 3, 4. How many flowers are left? What is 6 flowers? Take away 4. 2. Write the number 2 on the line. We did it. Boys and girls, you're experts. You are subtraction experts. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.